The village of Memramcook has just announced over $10 million in federal funding for some major infrastructure projects coming in the next few years. Current Beauséjour candidate and then MP Dominic Leplan made the funding announcement with Memramcook Mayor Maxime Bourgeois on March 21st, just days before the writ was issued to kick off the 2025 federal election. The projects include an $8.2 million water services extension and a $13.5 million recreation center. CHMA called up Mayor Bourgeois to hear more about the projects and started off asking about the plan to extend water services in the village of Memramcook.
We're very excited because that area, so it's the whole, it's the Chemin Montant, Montant Road, and a lot of residents had a lot of problems due to drought during the summer for the past several years. So we're very, very excited about this. It's actually the phase four of the extension that was constructed a few years ago. So it's sort of to complete the loop. So it goes Centrale, Rue de la Vallée, Petit Dover, and then Montaigne. So it's sort of like a circle, which is ideal in terms of engineering. It's the ideal situation. So because if you ever have a water break on one end, you can shut off that section and you can still provide water to the remaining residents around the circle because you have sort of two-way to provide water. So very excited about that. It's been long. There was actually a petition signed by most of the residents of that road asking for the water. And they already have sewer, so they will have both municipal services. So thereafter, we can actually properly pave the road and it will be. And the other thing, there's a lot of vacant lots as well. So I think it will stimulate the constructions of new residents as well.
Okay, so you're thinking that, yeah, that will mean those lots are a lot more desirable now for people.
Correct, yeah. No, a lot usually jumps in value when both services are available. Right now, the other thing is that area was known. There's a lot of residents that had water problems, water supply problems, so it did have an impact on the value of the properties. But now that the water is going to run through that road, the value of those properties is definitely going to go up, and there are going to be more people just will want to buy them to construct. So, it's not a done deal yet. There's one piece missing is the provincial funding, but we're pretty confident that we'll know by probably the end of November whether or not we're getting the provincial funding. So we're excited to hopefully start the construction this year.
Right. There's $4.1 million coming from the federal government, but you do need another. It's an $8.2 million project in total, right?
Yes. So we're asking close to $3 million, I believe, from the province, and the balance, the municipality is going to cover it.
Okay. The next project is even a bit bigger, $13.5 million project, a multi-purpose recreation center by the golf course. The federal government has committed $6 million to that. What can you tell us about that project?
Yeah, so we're very excited about that project. So in February, beginning of February, I think it was the 6th of February, I did a public presentation. Everybody was invited. So we presented two different major projects for the municipality. So one was a recreational center that is going to be where the Leblanc Municipal Park is and the golf course. And then the other one is a community center. So it's important to sort of to differentiate both projects, because I think there was a bit of confusion when the announcement came. People weren't really sure what the federal funding was covering. So the funding we receive is for the recreational center. So it's a multi-purpose room that's going to be able to accommodate 325 people. Also with storage for, we're going to try to just start renting like snowshoes, maybe skis, cross-country skis, possibly e-bikes down the road. So we really want to create a four season sort of attraction pull to encourage people to do outside activities. So obviously the golf course is there. So it's also part of that building will also be the new clubhouse. But we're also going to have pickleball courts and tennis courts. and possibly the opportunity to rent those. If anybody wants to play pickleball and don't have rackets, for example, they could rent it at that facility. So it's really to promote the any outdoor activities and promoting the activities around the Parc Leblanc as well, the municipal park. Because actually we are in the process of acquiring, I think it's 62 acres to extend our municipal park. So that's going to open a lot of opportunities as well. So that the $6 million that we got from the federal government is for that project. We're going to apply, well, we already have applied for funding from the province as well. And then we're possibly and potentially and probably going to have a sort of a sponsorship or a donation campaign as well, because the municipality will have to cover about, I think it's 3 million about that we'll have to cover. So we're hoping to get sponsors and donations towards that. So that's that project. And the third project, the community center, is a community center that will be built and will be annexed to the school, but it's by sort of like a walkway. That project, like, no funding as of yet has been confirmed, but it's looking fairly promising, and we're collaborating because that building will be built on the Department of Education's property. So we're currently negotiating and in talks with them for that building. And because Abel-Andry, the school, got funds for sort of a retrofit and to help with some certain needs of the school. So those funds will possibly help us build the community center, because, for example, we're planning to merge our public and school library. So let's say that we merge both libraries and we build a new library within the community center, then it's gonna free up some space for new classrooms in the school. So that's how we're sort of in talks with them to see how we can work together to make it work. And the federal funding, of course, that we would need would probably be coming from Heritage for linguistic minority communities. But again, there's nothing confirmed as of yet, and we're just in talks. So.
Okay, so that one's still like somewhat in the preliminary planning phases, would you say?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Now the you know this 10 million in federal funding came right, as an announcement right before an election call. Is there any connection to the timing of that announcement at all?
The only connection is that, and I my a shout out to Dominic, because the application came, I think we only made the application like November, if I believe correctly. So I think we submitted the applications in November, actually, for both projects. And as anybody working with the federal government would know, approval can take quite a lot of time. So his office did everything they could to get that before the election was launched. So it's definitely not an election sort of announcement. It's just they made what they did everything possible so we could secure the funds before the election, because nobody knows what's going to happen after the election, obviously. So it definitely they were just really, really keen on helping us out and making sure that we got the funds before the election.
Okay, Maxime, I wanted to, before we let you go, I wanted to ask you also about the Memramcook Institute, because that's a major asset right in the center of Memramcook, and was once, in plans for the village to possibly look at that as a community center. Now it's privately held now, but what do you have any updates on what's happening with that building and that site?
As of now, not a whole lot. I know they did quite a lot of work. They did actually found some underground petroleum storage tank that weren't declared. So they're doing a lot of remediation around the property. So I think they're just trying to to fix everything that's wrong with the property and the building. I know they had a few projects, but I haven't had any news in a while. We're supposed to meet in the next few weeks to sort of see where they're at. I was told that we might see more construction or more sort of activity towards the beginning of the summer, but I'm not, as of now, I'm not really sure. They're being really good to negotiate for like the usage of their property, because there is a walking trail on that property that's utilized by the residents of Memramcook. Also, the Monument Lefebvre is using their parking lot, and they've been pretty good to accommodate us. But as of now, I don't have a whole lot of more information.
That's Memramcook Mayor Maxime Bourgeois speaking with CHMA on Thursday. The federal government has committed $10.1 million to two major projects in Memramcook. Bourgeois says that as long as provincial funding falls into place, an $8.2 million water service extension project could begin this year. He says a capital funding campaign will seek to help raise the municipal contribution for a $13.5 million recreational center project, which could begin next spring, if not earlier. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.